a victim of rape every minute somewhere in the world. Why? No one to blame but herself. She displayed her beauty to the entire world. An Australian cleric sounding off on who is to blame for sexual assault. There is no kernel of independent moral agency. We are not, as philosopher Daniel Dennett puts it, moral levitators that rise above circumstances in our choices, including choices to rob, rape, or kill. Tom W. Clark, Director, Center for Naturalism. Folklore suggesting that sexually aroused men cannot exercise self-control lies at the heart of many traditional legal codes that assign the blame to the woman when a sexual assault occurs. Modern legal codes espousing feminist principles assume that men can indeed control themselves. Such a position is morally praiseworthy in principle, but it is easier to defend if it can be demonstrated to be factually correct. A few years ago, with my then-doctoral student, Joanne Levesque, I decided to research the question using functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI. A magnetic resonance imaging unit is a huge cylindrical magnet that encloses a research volunteer or patient and creates a strong field. Inside the unit, radio waves affected by the field image the small, quick changes observed in the brain while a person is actually thinking, feeling, saying, or doing something. Hence, it is called functional. Apart from its obvious value for research in neuroscience, fMRI is favored by brain surgeons preparing for an operation. Individual brains differ. In particular, a tumor or a stroke may cause normal functions to relocate to safer areas of the brain. Surgeons can minimize post-operative damage by pinpointing and avoiding an area that currently hosts a normal brain function. We asked 10 healthy young men ranging in ages from 20 to 42, but predominantly in their mid-20s, to watch 4 excerpts from emotionally neutral films, for instance, interviews, carpentry, etc., and then 4 excerpts from erotic films. Each excerpt lasted 39 seconds, with 15 seconds in between for rest. The number and gender of the persons shown in both types of videos was the same in each case. The men were scanned in 2 different conditions, one in which they were asked to simply experience their reactions while watching the films through goggles, and one in which they were asked to downregulate or observe in a dispassionate, non-evaluative, and non-judgmental manner their reactions to the erotic films.